The Michigan football program suffered embarrassment this week when Coca-Cola offered 2 free tickets to this weekend's game against Minnesota to anybody who bought 2 bottles of pop. I'm Michigan Radio sports commentator John Eubakin to explain how this once-proud program got here. When Michigan set out to hire a new athletic director in 2009, it considered 3 Division I athletic directors who all had close ties to Michigan. But there's a 4th candidate who seemed to have the inside track. If there's one thing Domino's Pizza CEO Dave Branda could handle, it was public relations. And if there's one thing Michigan needed, that was it. Brandon immediately impressed everybody, including me, with his performance in high-pressure press conferences. When he hired Brady Hoke to lead the football team, many Michigan fans howled. But the lovable Hoke won them over at his first press conference, then won 11 games in his first season. The honeymoon was glorious. But after Hoke finished 8-5 in 2012 and 7-6 last year, the grumbling grew to a dull roar. Throwing historically high ticket prices and a historically bad home schedule, and Michigan's celebrated streak of 100,000-plus crowds running back all the way to 1975 was suddenly in jeopardy. The attendance streak has survived almost 4 decades, a few recessions, and a few disappointing years, not to mention blazing heat, freezing rain, and blinding snowstorms. Even after the team went 3-9 in 2008, with the economy at its lowest point since the Great Depression, Michigan's resilient fans bought up all the season tickets months in advance and left a robust wait list. Not today. The wait list is gone. The season tickets did not sell out, and the students cut their ticket orders by some 6,000 seats, or a solid third. With it, the Big House lost the engine that keeps the stadium humming and the fans who are supposed to keep the tradition alive for the next generation. The department has resorted to desperate measures to keep the streak going. They're now selling deeply discounted tickets on social media and dumping thousands of free tickets on schools, churches, camps, the ushers, Michigan Golf Club members, and the student athletes themselves, urging everybody to please come to the games. So far, the department has been blessed with gorgeous weather for all 3 home tailgates, and they've managed to draw enough fans to claim with a straight face that the streak is still alive. Sure, they're covering the cracks with wallpaper, but that's load-bearing wallpaper. Best not to pull it down. Season ticket holders have skin in the game, lots of it, and they traditionally show up rain or shine. But anybody receiving a free ticket is truly a fair-weather fan. The department is just one cold, rainy day from having to admit once and for all that the hallowed streak is over. It hasn't helped that the Wolverines have lost 8 of their last 12 games. But a win this weekend might be enough to get Hoke's team on a roll, giving people good reason to hope for more in 2015 and justify keeping them. But even if the Wolverines win as expected, something is different this time. I've often joked that many Michigan fans are not happy unless they're not happy. But many are now upset that they're not upset. They are alarmed by their lack of alarm. They are afflicted by something I have never seen before, indifference. The department has committed gaffe after gaffe after gaffe, from skywriting to seat cushions to giant noodles to Coca-Cola giveaways, inevitably followed by absurd explanations, which always place the blame somewhere else. Inaccuracies were driven by social media, they once said, even when the social media was their own website. The department has all the credibility of Pravda. These problems were easy to predict and easy to avoid. When faced with a decision, the current regime always favors style over substance, the exact opposite approach that made Michigan football great. Early in his tenure, Dave Brennan said, "I don't talk about the past. I create the future." It's hard to believe this was the future he had in mind.